This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford, sitting in studio with Bridget Eyre, a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. We have just gotten past Father's Day, and so we can't let the rest of the month go without amping up the role of the father. But I think this time around, we're also going to look at the flip side of that coin and start talking a little bit about Catholic mothers.
Yeah, so we're ramping up for sure. Well, yes, Kent said we just celebrated Father's Day, and today we're going to be talking about a ministry really aimed at dads, Catholic dads, but also Catholic motherhood. And our guest joining us today is Michael O'Rourke. He is the founder of Strong Catholic Dad. So welcome to Faith in Action, Michael.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, one thing, we've interviewed Michael before, and one thing I really love about you personally and your ministry is just your, I guess, devotion to the faith, devotion to your family, and just your authenticity of just being real. And I just wanted to share that with you. Well, tell us a little bit about, you have quite a bit of experience as a dad, as a Catholic dad. Talk about your family. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So my wife, Maria, and I have been married 30 years, and we're parents of 12. We have two children in heaven and 10 on earth. Our youngest right now is 7 years old. Our oldest is 28. And so, yeah, we've been parenting for 28 years. And when it comes to the faith, I think, like my background was, I was born and raised Catholic, went to Catholic grammar school, high school, and college. And by the time I was in college, I was really fallen away from my faith. And it was through my girlfriend who became my wife that I really was challenged in my faith. And a funny story, I was sitting in her at her parents' kitchen table, and I was and my mother, well, she was the mother of my girlfriend at the time, she said, Michael, so like, what do you think about like abortion? And I said, well, I just, you know, I really think that women, I really appreciate women and their dignity and their and I think they really have the right to choose. And she said, oh, really? And I said, yeah, I do. And she said, so you really, you know, think that women should be able to speak for themselves? And I'm like, yeah, like, you get it. Yeah, that's right. And like, you think that they're really valuable. And I was like, yeah. And so you want to like defend them. And I said, yes. And she said, who defends the little woman in the womb?
Boom.
And it just knocked my socks off. Here I am at Catholic, you know, college. And I thought, why hasn't anybody challenged me in this way? And so here, what she did, she totally turned my desire to love and protect, but flipped it into the innocence of the unborn, and it really set me on a different path. You know, from that point forward, I looked at the pro-life issue totally differently, and I took a full pro-life stance, which was, it's wrong, you know, abortion is wrong. But I think that also really set a background for me that here within the context of the family is where my perspective started to change. And I would also attribute to my father, you know, father-in-law, his Catholicity. He was, when I was dating my wife, we came down from college for a weekend and it happened to be Easter. And so we went to all of the Easter masses, so in all the celebration of Holy Week. And I remember telling my wife at the time, I said, boy, you guys go to church a lot. And she was concerned, like, oh, do you think we're too religious? And then in the car after Mass, my father-in-law would start talking about the homily and the readings. And I remember telling my wife, who was like, I zone out during Mass. Like, I don't know what the readings are about, and I have no idea what the priest said because I wasn't paying attention. But what he did for me is he gave me an example of what it meant to actually turn to God and to listen and to pay attention. I wasn't paying attention. So I would say a lot of the, you know, the foundation of Strong Catholic Dad, that ministry, really started back in the family, and it came from my father-in-law and my mother-in-law and my wife, their love for the faith and living it out that challenged me to actually begin to live it and look at it in a different way. So what that did is I jumped into a sales career, and I was doing that for a while, and then I was I had this growing faith that I wanted to share, but I didn't think I knew myself faith well enough to do it. We got involved with the family ministry, and I was am still involved with them, the Apostle for Family Consecration, Catholic Family Land. They have fantastic events during the summer and throughout the year and such. But as I was involved with them, a couple of things were coming up that I was seeing. Is like one huge thing is that I would see is, first of all, is the joy. Is that I saw so many families who were embracing the faith, and they were happy. And when we got there the first time, we pulled up, and it was like there are all these vans. I thought, gosh, what's going on here? It was the land of 15-passenger vans. and we had five kids at the time, and we thought we were, you know, these weirdos with all these kids. And it ended up that our family size was small for Catholic Family Land. The average family had six kids there. But it was like I was so attracted to the joy. And then what moved me from there when I actually started into the ministry is a twofold thing is that one is I wanted to share, first of all, and most of all, that joy with others. Is like, you know what, living fully our faith was awesome. Like I felt like this is the life, you know, like the world says, oh, you know, sex, drugs and rock and roll, that's where you're going to be happy. I was like, no. Like I have joy over here. Like this is wonderful, and I can't wait for the next child to come. And it's like, well, what's he or she going to look like? And you know, I call my parents, and they say, oh, congratulations. We call Maria's parents, and they're like, all right, that's great. And we tell other people, and they're like, well, did you are you happy about this? And I'm like, yeah, this is a soul for eternity. What do you think? But then we would tell our kids, and they would cheer and yell and scream. Like they were the best audience because they knew the value of another life. So. I wanted to share that with others. The other piece of it that really struck me was that when it came to the faith, there were so many dads who didn't know what their mission was, and they didn't know how to fulfill it. So a strong Catholic dad came out of that desire to be like, hey, let me lay out for you what I wish I had known when I was a young dad, and let me be really practical and hand you a tool to do that. So Strong Catholic Dad, the ministry, started in 2018. The mission is to help parents lead their family to heaven and to have dad lead as the head and mom as the heart. And so we'll get into the heart side of things. And so what I had developed was what I had been doing for the past 10 years in my own family, and that's answering the call that I have that all fathers have. You know, we're baptized priest, prophet, and king. We're like, well, that's nice, you know, words. But what do those mean practically?
Yeah, so, what does that mean?
What that means is priest is that we're supposed to sanctify our family. We're supposed to bless our kids. So whenever I'm giving presentations, I'm always teaching people, like, and I ask them, like, Dad, do you bless your kids? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And that means, no, they don't. So I'm like, it's really simple. You know, like, raise your hand in the air and make the sign of the cross and say, I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And even if your kids aren't present, they're older, you can bless them, and you should, every day. And I heard an exorcist speaking once who said that that even Satan recognizes the power of a dad's blessing. It binds him in a way. And so I'm always telling dads, like I bless my kids every night, and the ones who aren't home, I still bless from afar. So first thing we need to do as dads, you know, as priest, prophet, and king is one, we need to bless. That's the priest. Prophet has to do with interpreting the world through the eyes of God for our children. So we need to teach. So teaching is part of what we're made to do. And then third, king is guiding. And so, you know, it was even in the readings recently where it talks about, you know, with joy we go to the mountain of the Lord, is that God is not dumb. He knows that we need a guide. And if you go to Mount Everest today, you know, like you hire a Sherpa, because the Sherpa is the guide who knows the mountain, and he knows you, and he watches you to see how you're doing, but he also knows which way to direct you. Well, God hired Sherpas for your children, you and your wife. Like, you need to be guiding them. And the challenge I'll tell dads a bit, you know, today is that, like, you've got to be close enough to your kids to guide them. You've got to see where they're misstepping. You've got to compliment them on where they're doing well. You need to encourage them. And moms tend to do that naturally. Dads need to be invited in. And mom really has that role more than, because she's usually so close to the children, to invite them in. And so that's the guiding side. And what that did for me was, it started me down the road of where, like, I built a tool to help dads when mom says, okay, you know, hubby, you know, sweetheart, I need you to teach the kids. And I had always learned from the Apostles' Family Consecration, we're supposed to diligently teach our children at home. And it's like, well, that's great, but like, how do you do that?
Yeah, exactly. So, in a modern way that
right.
that they'll want to, you know, because like, yeah. You're going to sit down, okay, we're going to open up the catechism. Like, you could probably do that when they're younger, but you know, as they get older, like, eye roll,
really,
you know.
Hard. So there was a tool that I had developed over time for exactly that reason, because I started opening the catechism and it worked good for like, you know, a good 20 seconds. And the kids are like, I don't even know what this means, Dad. So from there, so the way I like to explain this tool that I built is to put it in a context. And it's actually kind of the context that we're in right now is frightening. God revealed to Saint Sister Lucia of Fatima that the final battle between the Lord and the kingdom of Satan will be about marriage and family life.
Mm.
And it's just like, holy cow. And when you look today at the number of kids who are rejecting the faith, it's a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
85% of our kids are rejecting the faith by the time that they reach 22. I mean, it's just like, if 85% of our kids were being abducted and led astray and murdered, like, we would all be up in arms. Well, that's what's happening spiritually. And the greatest agony of a parent is for them to lose their child. And the problem is, it's happening far earlier than people realize.
Yeah.
The average age a child rejects the faith is 13.
Yeah, it's getting younger and younger, and all the youth ministers that I talk to have shared that, and the data's, you know, proving that out as they survey people younger and younger. So, yeah. Well,
it's really tough.
We're talking with Michael O'Rourke. He is the founder of Strong Catholic Dad, and I want to get into, we're going to need to take a break in a couple of minutes, but I want to get started on the role of the mother. Talk a little bit about that and how the father and the mother work together and what their roles are.
Right. The statistics out there, actually, after doing ministry for years with the family and then focusing specifically on the dads, and frankly, struggling like crazy to get the dads to step up, and they would be converted intellectually, but then they wouldn't follow through. And so I started, and moms would come to me and say, hey, Michael, I am so delighted. Like, my husband is actually stepping up, and he's doing what you're asking him to do with these videos that you're giving. Like, this is great. The kids love it. Dad loves it. But, like, what's my role?
Mm.
And statistically, I would always share that the dad's influence, that, you know, if a dad's involved in the faith, like two-thirds to three-quarters of his children are going to fall in the faith. And if dad has a warm relationship with his kids, those numbers, like, they go all the way up into the 90 percentile. So relationship is key. So it's a combination of relationship and truth. But then when it comes to the moms, they're like, well, I feel like I'm a nobody. So I was like, gosh, you know, like, there's not much in the way of studies of this. So I started digging and digging and digging. And there aren't correlations directly between the moms and the children. But indirectly, there's a phenomenal correlation. There's a 10-year study that was done on the impact of how do you get dads involved in the faith and involved in the kids' life. And the single most predictive factor is the relationship with the mom. When the mom and dad have a warm relationship, when they're working together, that's what gets dad to step up in the first place. So dad has all of these keys that he holds over the children's heart. But on the flip side, mom holds the keys to dad's heart. The reason that dad is going to step up is because of mom's encouragement.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about equipping parents to be strong leaders and to lead their families to Christ and to heaven. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Alexa, What's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Kent Blanford and I are in the studio, and we're talking with our guest, Michael O'Rourke. He is the founder of Strong Catholic Dad. And before the break, we were talking about the important role that the mom plays with the dad. Talk about that and how those two interact to kind of really build a strong foundation.
Yeah, so as I was struggling with the ministry and getting some good results, but a lot of lack of follow-through, I was praying every morning. I do an hour of adoration. I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do differently? And what kept coming forward was, it's the woman. And I was like, what do you mean, Lord? It's the woman. And so as I was looking at it, it's like, well, wait a second. If I'm trying to reach out and help dads and help families, I'm like, well, let me go all the way back to the beginning. And what happened in the beginning? We have in the garden, Satan went after Adam by going through Eve. he tempted her. Absolutely. And so then I was thinking, well, wait a second, Lord. And when you came to bring salvation to humanity, you awaited the yes of a woman. And so that made me open up and start reading John Paul II's letter on the dignity of women, which is so beautiful. Like, I read that document on my knees. Which he points out is like, we can't miss that the central event of salvation history has the Blessed Virgin Mary right at the middle of it. And so as I was like, okay, Lord, it's the mom. Like, what do you want me to do with moms? And as I was reading through it, I came and I had people tell me all the time that were involved with men's ministries, just like, you know, like our men's ministries are going great. And I'm like, okay, that's great. You're getting lots of guys to show up, but how is that translating back home? You know, like, they enjoy being with the other guys, and that's good. And they're like, oh, no, we're encouraging them to be good dads and everything. I'm like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, you know what I was thinking? Is like, maybe I should ask the moms to kind of be the accountability partner for the dad to, you know, encourage him and teach him the faith. And they're like, oh, no, like, the accountability. You know, it's the guys who should be the accountability. And I was like, well, okay, whatever. So then I'm reading Scripture. I'm like, okay, let's see what Scripture says. And I come across Sirach 40:23, and it says, a friend, a companion, a wife and her husband are better than both. And I was like, yes, that's what I've experienced. Like, it's great to have buddies pat me on the back, but most of the time I'm not around my buddies and I'm around my wife a lot. And I was thinking back, it was like, you know, what brought me into the faith? It was like, it was my wife, my mother-in-law, you know? And then ongoing, like, what got me to step up and be more involved with my kids? It's like, with my wife. What got me to teach the faith? Well, I remember saying, oh, you know, John Paul II, I read, he had said, you know, parents must methodically teach the faith at home. And I was like, oh, good, that's great. You know, like, we're doing that because you're homeschooling and teaching them. And my wife said, you're not doing anything on this. And I was saying, so that that got me to step and be like, okay, I guess I need to do something too. And so I could see my wife's influence throughout. And as I was talking to other men, they were saying the same thing. It's just like, oh yeah, it's like, it's my wife. It's her role. She encourages. And the word encourage at the root of it is core, which is the heart. It's like, of course, she's the heart of the home. And if you come across a body on the side of the road that's dead, the first thing you do is like, you check for a heartbeat. And if there's not, you try to get the heart going. And when the heart gets going and pumps blood into the head, then you have the opportunity to start thinking clearly. And so mom's role is key. What that led me to is for these moms who were saying, what's my role? I started to realize, oh my gosh, your role is at the center of the family. And of course, dad needs to lead his head, but you need to lead his heart. So what that caused me to do.
Is that the ebook? Okay.
Yeah, started me into writing this ebook that's entitled, for moms specifically, How to Encourage, and then in parentheses, not nag, how to encourage, not nag, your husband to spiritually protect and lead the family. And then I go through in the ebook, the obstacles, like what he's supposed to be doing, and then what his obstacles are to that and what he needs. And then what she's supposed to be doing and what her obstacles are to that. and what she needs to do. And then even at the back end, it's like, what's the children's role? Because a lot of times we don't put on them their role. There are roles in Scripture that they're commanded to do. And so, and with that, what I'm finding is, I'm sharing with people mom's role and how crucial it is. It's like, if you don't encourage your husband, and if you don't help him to step up, it's like, statistically and biblically, it's not going to happen. He's going to struggle greatly, and your family's going to fail. So it's like, he absolutely has his role, and she absolutely has hers. So when it comes to that tool that I have, that we developed, these See for Yourself guides, so when we're looking at society and we're in the midst of a battle and we're losing the battle horribly, I mean, it's, you know, like when you lose the battle, you're off the path to heaven. The path to heaven, it's like, there's only one other place to go. So it's like, get back on the path to heaven.
No doubt.
Like, this is serious stuff. And so, but God gave us the battle plan, and he didn't just give us the battle plan. He commanded us to do it. And the battle plan is the great commandment. Love God with all your heart. But there's a second part of that commandment, which a lot of people just put aside, and it's to diligently teach the faith to your children at home. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is the commandment from God. You know, this isn't just a suggestion. It's a commandment, and it's the great commandment. And so what I'm constantly telling parents now is, like, I was in prayer as I was praying about it, I felt like our Lord was just saying, like, Michael, stop being gentle. I've commanded this as the great commandment. Don't just tell people, hey, this is good. You need to tell them, this is what I'm asking for. And so you're worried about the faith not taking root in children's hearts. Well, the faith isn't taking root in the home because the parents aren't directly teaching it like I've asked. And when we're finally obedient and actually do God and do what he's asking us, then it will stick in our children. So for 10 years, as I was trying to work through and be like, how can I teach the children the faith, I discovered a way to do it easily. So what we discovered is the See for Yourself guides, and they're online icebreakers that consist of viral YouTube videos followed by questions and answers that capture the attention of the whole family and then turn that captivation into lively discussion. So it makes it easier to build fulfilling relationships with your kids, diligently teach them the faith, but also begin to see God's hand in their lives, which is a big problem. They often are like, where's God? And it's like, that's where we have the opportunity to say, he's right here. So what's unique about it is that it puts dad in the lead as the head. It puts mom in her heart role, which she flourishes. And then it also uses the same viral videos that families are already turning to, but then we're unveiling the Catholic truths hidden within them. So that's what really makes it unique. And so it's not only easy and fun, it works. Children report feeling more cherished by their parents because of the attention that they're getting, but also more confident that they know, like, how to live life well. Parents talk about feeling this peace in their hearts because they're finally being obedient and doing what they promised to at their child's baptism, but just nobody ever followed up and asked them to do it. And so they put God back at the center of the family. So I always tell people, check out strongcatholicdad.com and, you know, do the guides, see for yourself. Like, this works.
So let me ask you real quick about, we've got a couple of minutes left. I want to ask you about so the process is to go to get started with this. If you're not currently signed up, walk us through the process again, what you do. You go to strongcatholicdad.com.
Yeah, go to strongcatholicdad.com. Go to the See for Yourself guides, and you can sign up for a free trial and start to go. And it's set up for a busy dad. The videos in there are fun and interesting videos that at the end of the day, I mean, my big complaint was, I'm tired, I've worked hard, and I'm coming home and I want to rest, and now I have more work to do at home. Well, the reality is, what I do during the day is important, and it puts food on the table. I have a buddy who said, you know what, I go to work to relax. He said, when I get home, he's like, that's a lot harder work than what I do, than what I actually do during my work time. And so with that, like, I'm tired too, but it's still important. What I do to provide for my family financially and to put food on the table is nowhere near as important as what I do for them spiritually and emotionally, by taking the time to actually look into my children's eyes, to build relationship with them, which is key, and marry that with teaching the truth, because we've got to do both. Because the bottom line, there's an expression that says, rules without relationship breeds rebellion. Okay, but then there's corollaries to that, and where you have relationship without rules leads to people running roughshod over other people's boundaries. Because if you're connected to people but you don't have any rules, then you end up taking things that aren't yours. You end up giving away things that you shouldn't give away. And then so it's like, okay, well, what's in between? Rules with relationship brings rejoicing. It brings joy. And so we need to be doing both, teaching the truth, loving our children. And I would say, like, it's so powerful to look our children in the eyes, pay attention to them, look for the good. And some people are like, well, you know, my kids are a little bit older and I haven't been doing this. And like, well, what do you recommend? And I was like, okay, here's my cheat, especially for the teens. If you can get away with this, rub their back. Come over and just put your hand, start to rub their back. They usually go, oh. And if you want to warm up the relationship, give them a back rub. Talk to them and listen intently because if you delight in them, then they actually feel delighted in internally. And if they actually start to feel delight on the inside, they start to look for delight on the inside instead of outside in the world. They start to look for it in their heart. And that is where God is. So Teresa of Avila said, I look for God everywhere, and I finally found him in my heart, which is why when we delight in our children, we teach them the real delight is in your heart, and that's where they can encounter God. And when they start to encounter him, they start to chase after him. And it's not me, you know, encouraging like herding cats, like, come on, you know, got to go to Mass to do these things. It's like when they start to really feel delighted in by God, by me and my wife, and then by God, and they encounter him there, and they're like, gosh, I feel like, you know, like God really cares about me and loves me. And so it's like, bingo, you're there. They'll then be running after him, which where else, if you run after him, you'll end up in heaven.
You heard it here on Catholic Radio Indy. This is really good stuff. Our guest today has been Michael O'Rourke, founder of Strong Catholic Dad. You can get his contact at strongcatholicdad.com, that free ebook, and you can get signed up for the guide. So thank you so much, Michael, for being our guest today. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless, Bridget and Ken.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.